So I have to admit something, and that is in our new kitchen, we've managed to find some pantry moths. I must admit I'm a little bit ashamed about it, but I do need to find out what I can do. And Tanya Laddie is an associate professor from the University of Sydney. She's going to help us out this morning. Tanya, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Tanya, where did we find these pantry moths? How did they get into my house?
Unfortunately, there's a good chance you brought them in yourself. Pantry moths are a really common pest in stored grains. And so what happens is they get packed up into packages of foods, you know, things like flour and rice and spices and seeds. And then when we bring them home, we inadvertently introduce moths into our house. The eggs will hatch into larvae, the larvae turn into moths, and there you go. You've got a moth infestation.
Are they dangerous or poisonous in any way?
No, they're not harmful. So the main problem with pantry moths is that as they live in our food, they produce a lot of webbing. So you get this kind of silky webbing that causes the food to clump together. They also produce a lot of feces, so a lot of poop in the food as well, and that can kind of increase the moisture a bit and just make it a little bit yucky. But the moths themselves are not poisonous at all. In fact, I mean, we've all probably eaten heaps of pantry moths in our lives and just never knew it.
It's a realization that, didn't think see that one coming.
Look, you know what? They're high in protein, so, you know, good for them. It's just a little extra in our diet.
Look, when there's only one thing in the cupboard, that's all you're stuck with, isn't it?
That's right.
How do we get rid of our pantry moths, Tanya?
Yeah, so prevention is the biggest thing. What we do in my house is we take anything that we buy from the shops, especially in the summer when you didn't know there's a lot of pantry moths about, we put them in the freezer. And if you keep them in the freezer for a couple of days, that'll kill off any eggs that might be present and prevent you from getting a problem. The second thing you need to do is just be really, really clean around the kitchen, which I know is really hard, especially with kids. But things like crumbs behind the toaster, or just that little bit of flour or, you know, whatever that kind of ends up along the edges of our cabinets, all of those things need to be cleaned up because they don't need heaps of food to survive. The other really important thing is to make sure all containers are sealed. So often when we buy things in packets, you know, they're in plastic bags that don't really seal up properly. All of those things need to be moved into sealed, airtight containers. Because if the moths can't get into your food and you've frozen them, there's not really anywhere for them to breed. So those are the big things. You can also vacuum along the crevices of shelves as well, because that's often where the moths will go to pupate before they turn into full-grown moths. Alongside all of that, you can buy sticky traps.
Right.
And those traps are baited with a pheromone, which is an attractive chemical that basically smells like a female. So the male moths think they're going to find this great female, and they get sort of hopelessly stuck, which is kind of grim and a little dark. But it's, you know, it's a good thing to use in addition to all the other measures. Although you shouldn't use it by itself, because it is really only attracting male moths. And so if you rely just on sticky traps and don't do the cleaning steps and the sealing up, you probably won't get rid of your problem.
Tanya, do they go into any other parts of the house, or they just hang out in the cupboard or the pantry because that's where the food's at?
That's where you'll find the highest concentration of them usually. But the moths, you know, the adults have wings, so they can flap around and end up in all sorts of places. The larvae will eat an astonishing number of different dried food sources. So, you know, things like bird seeds. If you've got bird seeds somewhere else around the house, they can live in that.
Dog food?
All sorts of different, yeah, dried cat food, they can live in that. Even dried flowers, there have been reports of them coming out of like dried flowers. So you really want to, they'll be mostly in your kitchen, but they can spread to other places as well.
All right, I dare say they might be related to the moths I find in my wallet, but that's usually because it's empty more than anything else.
Yeah, I don't think you can blame the moths for that one.
Well, you certainly have given us some food for thought, if you will, to deal with our pantry moths. Tanya Laddie, thank you very much for joining us today on 2NM.
No problem.